I'm Steve Miller reporting. Belgian prosecutors are treating an armed attack in the city of Liège as a terrorist incident. Crown prosecutor Philippe Dudoux said a man approached two police officers from behind carrying a knife and stabbed them several times. Dudoux said that the attacker then took their weapons and used the weapons on the officers who died. He said the attacker then shot a 22-year-old man in a nearby vehicle. The attacker was then later killed by police. Israel's military said militants in the Gaza Strip fired 25 mortar shells Tuesday towards several sites in southern Israel. The military statement said most of the projectiles were intercepted by the Iron Dome missile defense system, while some landed in open areas. There were no reported injuries. Tensions along the border have been high for 2 months, with Palestinians holding protests calling for a right to return to land they fled or were forced to leave when Israel was created in 1948. Afghan special forces, backed by U.S. partners, are being accused of killing 9 civilians and injuring 8 others in eastern Nangarhar province, apparently mistaking them for Islamic State militants. A provincial government spokesman told VOA Tuesday a majority of the victims from the overnight incident in the volatile Chaprahar district were family members of the chairman of Afghanistan's Senate. A government spokesman said a local police commander and his 2 armed guards were also among those killed. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe confirmed they would meet before